I got involved with Iditarod back when I was quite young, probably 1984-85, in the Susan Butcher era. I was born and raised in the Arctic of Canada, and in those days, news traveled pretty slow, and we used to wait probably till like April sometime to find out who won the Iditarod. And that's where my interest started. From there, I ran the race for the first time in 2006 as a rookie. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because mostly of the people involved. I started racing the Iditarod to participate and to challenge myself. When I retired from mushing, I still wanted to be involved with the race and to be able to see my friends and checkpoint people and all the volunteers involved with the race. And when I retired, I was asked if I wanted to be a race judge, and I said yes. And here we are today. This is my, I think maybe fifth or sixth year as a race judge. And just being involved with the people is probably the biggest part of why I'm here. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was in 2006, traveling as a rookie from Cripple to Ruby and getting into some pretty rough, cold, windy weather with another musher. And really those types of experiences really create bonds between people, and I'm still very good friends with them to this day because of that. What I know for sure in life is to live life every day and to relish every day.